How is Jesus the bread of life in your life? Happy Easter. Welcome to Rise Up. Father Jonathan Meyer, thank you for joining us for these daily reflections. I know a lot of people, you know, they follow reflections during Lent. It's awesome, virtuous for you to be doing it during Easter as well. John chapter 6, 35 through 40, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. How is Jesus the bread of life in your life? How is he your daily food? How is he your sustenance? How is he your nourishment? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And we have the opportunity to enter deeply into that relationship. During this National Eucharistic Revival, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to travel around and preach in different opportunities, different parishes, different retreats, and it's really been a great blessing. I look with great joy towards the National Eucharistic Congress. I'm particularly looking forward to the National Eucharistic Procession, which will be coming to Dearborn County on July 8th and 9th to St. John the Baptist in Dover and to St. Paul in New Elsis and St. Martin's in Yorkville. We'll be doing a six-mile pilgrimage on those days. Check out information online about that. But how is Jesus the bread of life? If he is the bread that gives life, how is he giving you life? How has your life changed because of the Eucharist? How has your life changed because of that relationship? How has your life changed? How do you have life now that you didn't before? I want to encourage you to focus on that, to breathe that in, and to allow this Eucharistic revival to touch your heart and to help you to be the saint that he's calling you to be.